album,
take over
and Fidlock are in a concert at the New Victoria Theatre tonight.
Oh, horrible.
You can hear who's joined me in the studio. It's Mr. Nasty.
Nasty!
If you really want to talk to him, the number to ring is 353-8111. You can ring in and tell him how horrible he is after you've heard the news from Neil Landor.
This is Jellybone.
And the time is 26 minutes before 1 o'clock.
What did that bloke mean, saying guess who? What does he mean, guess who? It's Nasty, isn't it?
Well, there are
people. Mr. Nasty.
There are people who don't know.
I can read the news better than Neil Landor.
There are people who don't know that you're Mr. Nasty. For example, all these lovely 4R people and the people from Gypt, they've never met Mr. Nasty in person before. They've just heard you and they're not looking very impressed.
Well, they're not looking very anyway, are they?
No,
I mean, look at them all.
Well, anybody
silly
who
girls.
Wants to ring in and talk
You're
to...
You're a silly girl, aren't you?
Talk to me. That's Aaron.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's made a terrible mistake
that's
again.
That's what I mean. He must be a silly girl with a name like that. Anyway, everybody's going to ring me up and wish me happy birthday. Because we've been celebrating Mr. Nasty's birthday this week, haven't we?
Well, it was your birthday on Tuesday.
That's right.
Because I told everybody that you were going to have a party
that's
on
right.
Tuesday for your birthday.
Shall we let these callers wish me happy birthday to start with?
Oh, these are the people who've rung 353-8111 already.
That's right.
All right, let's see what Emma's got to say. Emma, are you going to wish him a happy birthday?
Sing him happy birthday.
Right, sing me happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Squash tomatoes and stew.
Oh.
You look like a monkey.
Oh.
And you live in the zoo. And also I want to tell him he's a horrible man and he's very, very nasty and he's absolutely revolting.
Well, I can sing better than you can anyway.
Go on,
yeah.
Go
listen,
on, then.
Don't you what well you'll hear me sing in a minute. I'm gonna sing in a minute. But don't you agree that it'd be good to have Mr. Nasty on this programme instead of Gene Davis?
Pardon?
Oh, dear, I've got to say...
Can just say you're nasty?
I'm going to take a vote of all our listeners today.
Hello?
Because people would prefer to have me than Gene Davis, wouldn't they?
Hello?
She can't hear me.
Can my friend just say something to you?
No!
Yes!
Well, all right, hurry
you're
up then.
You're a horrible man, I hate you.
Well, same to you.
I think...
Did your friend say that?
Shut up, you horrible man.
Is that your friend or is that you?
This is me and it's not my
Well,
friend.
Go away
Hello?
Then. Listen, Gene Davis.
I don't I like
think
what
it's
you...
time that I took over the
I
show.
I don't like what you just suggested at all.
Jellybone
is my show. It's not Mr. Nasty's
it's the
show.
Nasty show.
Let's see what Brian's got to say. I'm sure he won't agree. Brian?
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Why did you ring up? To wish me happy birthday?
Yeah.
You agree that it'd be better if Mr. Nasty did this show instead of Gene Davis, don't you?
What?
Yes, there you go. That's another one who agrees.
I think Brian's
me.
Listening
right.
to his radio. I think he forgot to
right.
switch his radio off. That's
what
why
about
he can't
my
hear
street
what
party? Did you come to my street party, Gene? No, you didn't, because I didn't invite you.
No, I didn't want to go to your street party. I suppose it was a horrible party.
It was a horrible street party, and this is what happened. Here's Mr. Nasty at a street party in Tottenham. Oh, it's a horrible place, this, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Oh, it's horrible.
And, you're
and I've got lots of horrible kids here. And how are you feeling, kids?
Fine.
You mean fine?
Horrible.
How are you feeling?
Horrible.
Now, I've been here for about 10 minutes now just to prove that Mr. Nasty is the greatest arguer in all the world, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, you see. Now, I beat you all, haven't I?
No!
Anyway, look, we just proved that girls are less intelligent than boys, didn't we?
Yeah!
Because you were on the team of girls, weren't you?
Yes.
And you lost, didn't you?
No.
Of course you lost. The score was 40 points to the boys and no points to the girls.
1 point to the girl.
Oh, we only got 1 point. 1 point. Why did you lose? Is it because you're ignorant?
No.
Why did you lose then? Why did you lose, do you think? Why do you think you lost? Because you didn't know the answers, did you?
No.
Anyway, here's another question.
You cheated!
I didn't cheat!
Yes, you did.
I don't cheat! Anyway,
you're welcome.
Since I've lost my water pistol, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here and I want someone to come with me and tell me. I want someone to tell me what's happening over at this table. Because it's quite an exciting street party. It's Mr. Nasty's birthday, isn't it? That's why you're having a street
no,
party.
I'm yes! Talking. I'm
celebrating you're celebrating my birthday. That's what it is. It's my birthday party, this, isn't it?
No.
Right, now, what have we got on that table over there?
Cakes! Cakes! Boo!
And can I take all those cakes home with me?
No!
Well, I've got to... Well, can I tread in some of them so you can't eat them?
No!
Well, can I throw them at someone?
No!
Well, listen, it's my party, so I can do what I want, can't I?
It's our party!
It's your party. It's my party. It's my birthday party. It's for my birthday, isn't it? And what's your name?
Caroline.
Do you like Mr. Nasty?
Yes.
Do you think he's the greatest arguer in all the world?
No.
Do you listen to him on the radio?
No.
Well, you're a silly girl, aren't you? And how are you feeling, fellas? There you are. That's the street party here in Tottenham. And they're all feeling. How are you feeling again?
Horrible!
So we'll zip back to Mr. Nasty in the studio.
Nice one, Nasty, nasty man. Oh, he is nasty, cause he's a nasty man.
Oh, isn't it terrific? Why?
When you've ate up your worms and you've had lots of squirms and you really are feeling quite ill.
Oh, horrible.
Put some snails with the worms if you want lots of germs. Who can help you? The nasty man will.
Yes. Chorus.
Oh, nice one, nasty, nasty man. Who is nasty? Why him?
The nasty man.
N-A-S-T-Y.
He is nasty,
nasty man.
He is horrible!
H-O-R-I-B-L-E.
A nasty man.
I think this is one of the best songs that I've ever recorded.
So do I, see?
And this is my show now, the Nasty Show, Nasty Bone, and you can ring me up on 353-8111 and argue with me and join in my horrible song.
Hey!
Nice one, nasty, nasty man. Who is nasty? Why him, the nasty man?
N-A-S-T-Y. He is nasty,
nasty man.
He is horrible.
H-O-R-I-B-L-E.
Because he's a nasty man.
Ha ha, that nearly caught you out of that verse,
didn't
you?
No, I got an all right singer like me if you want to join in.
Don't want any girls joining in because they've got horrible voices. But you got to really, oh, you know. Deep voices and sort of virtue things, you know, virtue voice, like I've got.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can join in with this last chorus at home. Nice one, nasty, nasty man. Who is nasty? Why him, the nasty man?
One more time.
He is nasty, nasty man. Who is horrible?
Because he's a nasty man.
Oh, beautiful.
I thought that was an awful song.
Did you hear these horrible girls trying to join in?
I thought they sang quite well,
actually. Give us a little go. One, two, three.
Nice one, nasty. Nice one, man.
Horrible noise. Oh, weren't they horrible?
Well, they weren't as horrible as you.
I could do this programme better than Gene Davies could.
No, I think
I'm the best in the world.
I don't think you'll be any good at all at doing
this programme. Of course I would. Let's see what Lisa thinks.
Nobody will want to phone you. Lisa, you don't want to talk to him, do you?
Yes.
I'm better than Gene Davies, aren't I?
No.
And I could do Jellybone better than she could, couldn't I?
No.
Of course I could. Did you ring in to wish me happy birthday?
No.
Why did you ring me in then?
Well, I rang to say that you could never take over Jellybone because Jellybone would lose all its listeners because no one likes you.
Absolute rubbish! Everybody would tune in because
I was doing it. Lisa's quite right. Everybody tunes in to listen to me.
No, they don't. They tune in to Mr. Nasty, don't they, Lisa?
No.
Listen, who do they tune in to listen to?
Gene Davies!
Oh, shut up, you lot. You've never heard of me before, there's another caller.
There's somebody else has dialed 353-8111. It's Neil. Let's see what Neil's got to say.
Neil!
Yeah?
Why do people listen to Jellybone?
I don't know.
Silly girl.
Neil!
Well, I'll tell you,
you're not supposed to say that, Neil.
So they can hear Mr. Nasty. That's why they listen, isn't
hello?
It? Hello! Hello! Just said hello. I say they listen to Jellybone so they can hear Mr. Nasty, don't they? Well, listen, if you have to ask your mum about it, you're no good. What about Philippa? Hello? Hello, Philippa? Hello, Philippa!
Hello?
Why do people listen to Jellybone?
I don't know.
Well, tell them, Gene Davis, why they listen to Jellybone.
Well, they listen to Jellybone because they've got nice people on Jellybone, except yes, that when like you're Mr. on Nasty. The programme, we've got all these nice 4R people and the people from Gypt, and we have lovely people here, and people ring in and tell jokes. And when you're on, they just ring in to say how stupid and horrible
no,
you are.
No, they don't. They ring in because I'm the best arguer in the world, and Philip, everybody likes listening to Mr. Nasty.
Let's ask Philippa why she rang in. Philippa?
Talk to Mr. Nasty.
Well, go on, right. He's listening to you.
He's a very nasty man.
And are you nasty?
My cousin Claire is in the studio. I've come to tell her to kick him.
Oh, it's your cousin that's sitting here,
well,
is it?
Well, I think to tell her.
Claire.
It's Claire, is it? Oh. Claire? That's Claire Perkins sitting over here. Well, there's a big table between her.
Are you as ugly as she is?
She's my cousin.
Are you as ugly as she is?
No.
Oh, really? You're more ugly than she is, are you?
No.
Are you less ugly than she is, then?
I'm the same.
You're the same, so yes. You're just as ugly as she is.
No, that means she's
well,
a very...
Well, how horrible, because she... Val, isn't she sort of... Ugh, don't you think? What do you think? Look at her. Don't you think she's sort of ugly? And...
She's lovely.
She's lovely. Oh. You're quite right, Philippa.
Well,
she's
him?
A very good-looking girl.
He's ugly, isn't he? Listen, anyway, I've proved that I can do Jellybone better than Gene Davis, I think.
I don't think that's true at all. But if you really think you can do it better than me, Mr.
Yes,
Nasty,
of course I can.
You can actually try, and I'll get up and go, and you see what you can do. You can have all these callers and all these people, and you see if you can do Jellybone all by yourself. I'm going now.
You're going? Yeah, she's going! Hooray! It's the Mr. Nasty Nasty Bone Show! Right! I've never been on my own before. Welcome to Nasty Bone.
Hello, this is Mr. Nasty, welcoming you to Jellybone, and we're ready to take your knock-knocks and your jokes and what you've been doing this week. And Mr. Nasty's on Jellybone. Right, well, this is the Mr. Nasty show now, and I'm going to take over. I'm going to be on the air for 24 hours now, Mr. Nasty is, and I'm going to start by telling you the story of my life. Right, everybody wants to hear this. This is our Mr.
Brilliant!
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, it was good.
Oh, that was very bad.
Well, it was average.
It was in the middle there.
It wasn't that great.
I kind of liked it.
It was terrible.
I loved it.
Get him off!
Warm!
In this day of advanced technology, there is a power source relied on to keep the world listening, moving, seeing, enjoying, living. A source of concentrated power that is long-lasting. Ever-Ready's concentrated power. The Ever-Ready Zinc Carbon Battery. Concentrated power for longer life.
Are you interested in hand-engraved glass? Sanderson of Berners Street, West 1, have a Jubilee exhibition on now. Over 300 pieces from the Guild of Glass Engravers. See everything from Jubilee goblets to abstract sculpture at Sanderson of Berners Street.
You're listening to Jellybone with Gene Davis on LBC.
And then this dustbin that I got was a great new dustbin, and then I came to LBC, and that's my life story! Hooray! Shut up. I'm not going to invite you to the Nasty Bone show. Right, Mr. Nasty, on the air for 24 hours now with Nasty Bone. And who's our first caller? Hello, Philippa.
Hello.
Have you got a knock-knock?
Pardon?
I said, have you got a knock-knock? Well, that's what Jean Davis says. That's what she always says. Well, why did you ring in then?
Tell you how nasty you are.
Well, good. Don't you think that Jellybone has got better since I took over?
No.
Stephen does, doesn't he?
No.
Do you think I'm the greatest arguer in all the world?
No!
I wasn't asking you. You're her cousin who's on the phone. Right, let's go to Angela. We've got another call now on Jellybone, which is going to last for 24 hours, because Mr. Nasty's on the air. Hooray! Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Why did you ring in?
I rang in to tell you how nasty you are and horrible man.
Is that all you rang for?
And sing you happy birthday.
Well, sing me happy birthday, then.
Happy birthday to you. Squash tomatoes and stew.
I've had that before.
Bread and butter in the gutter. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. I've had that before. Let's go to the next one. Who's next? Annie. Hello, Annie. Hello, Annie. Hello, Annie. Hello, Maureen. Ha ha ha, that got them all. That woke the engineer up. And he's normally asleep.
Hello.
You can't sleep when Nasty's on. Well, I said hello, Maureen, because I met someone called Maureen, and I said hello to her. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
I don't think you're really nasty. I just think you're pretending so everyone can take pity for you.
Pity? Well, everybody likes Mr. Nasty, don't they?
No.
No!
Well, this lot do. Mind you, they're all idiots here this morning on the Nasty Bone Show, which is going to go on for 24 hours now because everybody likes Mr. Nasty. And it's been his birthday this week. And who's next? We've got Luigi next. Hello, Luigi. Hello. I beg your pardon. Oh, hello, Angela.
Hello.
Yes, have you got a knock-knock?
Pardon?
I said, have you got a knock-knock?
No.
Well, have you got an elephant, then?
No.
Well, have you got, what else do you have? What else do you have? I don't know. Well, why did you ring up then?
To wish you a very unhappy birthday.
And what did you do what was special this week?
Pardon?
I said, what did you do that was special this week? Because that's what Gene Davis always asks people. Do you think I'm doing a good job on this show?
Well.
Aren't I better than Gene Davis?
No.
Well, you wouldn't think that because you're a girl. Have we got my nasty song lined up so we can all have a sing of it? Because this is Mr. Nasty Show. Have we got the nasty song lined up? Have we? Can we go to it? A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hey! Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing. Because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout at this point, Nasty Man can! Right, you horrible people in the studio are all going to join in with that, the next chorus. All right, Nasty is the king, boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing, right? And if you sing with a, if your voices are as horrible as you look, it'll sound really awful. Everybody at home can join in too. Are you ready to join in? Let's hear you go. Right, here we go. Nasty is the king, boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout that the nasty man can. Well, that wasn't very good. Have you always had a horrible voice, Stephen? Is your voice worse than hers? Have you got a horrible voice?
No.
Let me hear you do the noise of a cow. Lean into the microphone and do the noise of a cow.
Moo!
Oh, that's a beautiful voice. Now, if you sing like that, let's see if Aaron there can do the noise of a pig. Lean into the microphone, do the noise of a pig. That's the way. Nasty is the king. Boys and girls sing, because they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout, Nasty Man can! That's right, you're getting the idea now, and you can all join in with this at home. Nasty is the king, boys and girls sing, cause they all know he's a horrible thing. Who can be the man to make you all a fan? We all shout at the slowdown, Nasty Man can! Nasty Man can! What do we shout?
Nasty Man can.
Not nasty, it's nasty. Mr.
Nasty.
Nasty. That's right, he's got it right. Right, who's next? Have we got Luigi?
Hello?
Yes, Luigi.
I came to wish you a very horrible birthday, and I think you're a very horrible man.
Good.
And you couldn't do very good handling Jellybone. You wouldn't do very good.
I'm doing very well at the moment, though, aren't I? I'm doing better than Gene Davis ever did,
no,
aren't
you're
I?
Right.
Are you going to write in and say you want me on every week instead of Gene Davis?
I'm going to write in and say I want Gene Davis on every week instead of you.
Oh, you don't like her better than me, do you? Because I'm better, aren't I?
No, you're not. No, you won't.
Well, go away then. Have we got someone else? Have we got someone else? Who's next? Mickey. Hello, Mickey.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
What do you mean, all right? When you speak to Nasty, you're supposed to feel horrible. So when I ask you how you are, you're supposed to say horrible. So how are you?
Horrible.
Oh, well, why did you ring up?
I rang up to tell you I didn't like you.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Good. Well, go away. Who's next? Have we got another one? Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Why did you ring up?
I think you have a horrible birthday and I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
Well, what are you doing at the moment, then?
I'm just phoning up to say that I hope you have a horrible, horrible, horrible birthday.
Well, I hope you have one too, but you're listening to me at the moment, aren't you?
No.
Because you're a Nasty fan, I can tell it. Well, go away then. Let's speak to Ian. Hello, Ian. Hello, Ian.
You're a very nasty man. As it's Jubilee week, you ought to be putting the stocks in the Tower of London.
It's my birthday week. You know the Queen gave everybody a day off to celebrate my birthday, don't you?
No.
Didn't you know that?
No.
Well, you must be a thicko. Hello, who is it? Sabrina? Hello, Sabrina? Hello, Sabrina?
Hello?
Have you got a knock-knock?
I've got jokes.
Well, you've got a joke?
Yeah.
Is it a nasty one?
Yeah. What did the dentist say to the judge?
I don't know.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. What was he doing in court, anyway?
I don't know.
Well, why not?
I don't.
Well, you're a silly girl, aren't you?
I'm not you.
You should know these things. If you're going to tell a story, you should know what it's about, shouldn't you, silly girl?
You're nasty.
Well, so are you. Go away. Oh, I've had enough of silly callers. I think on this 24-hour jelly bone that's going to go on for 4 days, I think it's time we had a horrible record now. So I picked the worst record I could possibly find, which is Nasty Bone's Jelly Bone Record of the Week, and it's by some awful doctor. Oh, let's hear it. Oh, it's a horrible record anyway. We don't really want to hear it. Oh, no.
It's the Jellybone Record of the Week.
Lock that in, sit that down, baby, let your hair hang down. Lock that in, sit that down, baby, let your hair hang down. Everybody's talking about a new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind? Lock that in.
Awful. We all agree in the studio that that was the worst record we've heard all week, don't we?
No!
What do you mean, no?
Better than your singing.
It's not better than my singing. My singing should have been the record of the week, because I'm the greatest. And I got rid of Gene Davis now, because I'm taking over. You're listening to Nasty BC, and this is Nasty Bone. In a few moments, we're going to have the Nasty News, and that'll be followed by Nasty Traffic Watch, followed by Nasty Watch, because this is Nasty BC, and Mr. Nasty has now taken over the airwaves. Right, great. And it's a good idea, isn't it? Because everybody's enjoying it, aren't we?
No. Yeah,
right. Anyway, I'm going to have a nasty story now, which will last for 3 hours, and then after that, I'll come back and tell you some more of my life history, because everybody likes to hear Mr. Nasty's life history. And then after that, we're going to have some more nasty songs, because everybody likes to hear Mr. Nasty's songs. Then we'll have the Nasty Orchestra playing for you, I think, and a nasty choir, and then we'll have some more nasty...
Mr. Nasty wasn't as clever as he thought he was. I've come back to say that Jellybone Today was produced by Val Bethel, Frieda Hopkinson was on the phones, Dave Dawson was the Jellybone engineer. I'm Jean Davis, and I will be back next week, as usual. Stand by for the 1 o'clock news from Neil Landor.
The Holy Grail. For generations, men have searched for this, the mystical chalice said to have been used by Christ at the Last Supper. Now it could be here in London, because included in the British Museum's exhibition is the remarkable Chalice of Antioch, the ornate silver chalice some scholars have claimed to be the lost Holy Grail. This and much other gold and silver treasure can be seen today at the British Museum's exhibition, Wealth of the Roman World.
Hello, I'm the plug for LEB. I must tell you about their Silver Jubilee offer. They're giving away a set of 3 commemorative dishes completely free to anyone who spends £20 or more on electrical goods, but only while stocks last. I've got a set, and my friend at LEB said if I keep them long enough, they could become collector's items. Oh, mustache. Bye.
LEB, London's largest electrical business.
News on the hour, every hour, from LBC.
Independent radio news at 1, Neil Landor. The hostages released from the Dutch sieges have been reunited with their families. 49 were freed unharmed from the train and 4 more from the nearby school. But 2 of the train hostages and 6 terrorists were killed as Dutch marines stormed in at dawn. The surviving hostages are in hospital at Groningen. Doctors say they seem better than had been expected, but they'll have to stay in at least until tomorrow. Newsman Peter Shaw says the hospital is superbly equipped to care for them.
In the academic hospital, the psychiatric wing has been changed into an emergency medical reception center. One of the rooms that was used as the gymnasium has been fitted out with beds for both the men and women. They're divided by curtains. Another floor above is more like a living room, lounge. They have facilities there for meeting the relatives. They have non-alcoholic beverages, orange juice, apple juice, coffee, tea. As of yesterday, authorities didn't think that they were going to get any of the good Dutch beers that some of them probably have missed for a number of days.
Tens of thousands of people have turned out this afternoon to see the Silver Jubilee trooping the colour on Horse Guards Parade. This report from Hugh Williams.
This year it's been the turn of the Scots Guards to troop the colour, and thousands of people have been watching the ceremony on Horse Guards Parade. To the traditional strains of the Grenadier, the Guards, complete with busbies and full ceremonial dress, provided a colourful spectacle, and bring almost to an end one of the busiest weeks in Her Majesty's reign. After the lunchtime fly-past and salute at Buckingham Palace, the Queen is returning to Windsor for some weekend relief. The only engagement tomorrow is a march passed by the Royal British Legion in the castle grounds, and will close the curtain on Queen Elizabeth II's Silver Jubilee. Hugh Williams, IRN.
At least 4 people are trapped after an accident involving the Isle of Wight passenger ferry at Portsmouth. 5 more people are known to have been seriously injured by the accident, which happened when the ferry collided with a quay at the town's harbour station. Zambia's President Kaunda claims Rhodesia and South Africa are trying to provoke a major conflict between East and West. President Kaunda, who's in Britain for the Commonwealth Conference, says that's the object of Rhodesia's attacks on neighbouring Mozambique. Dr. Kaunda also says that as a devout Christian, he believes God is behind the black man's struggle in southern Africa.
If I am a freedom fighter,
if for the right, whether it's east or west, north or south, I am a revolutionary. As a Christian, I follow love thy neighbor as thou lovest thyself. That's my principle. In this I see God, living God, not the God of 1 hour on Sunday, where you go on Sunday and sit down and start singing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And then 1 hour after that, 1 minute after that, the things you do, boy, God help us.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past one. The 300 Britons in Uganda are reported to be keeping out of sight today after the latest threats of President Amin. They're banned from gathering or travelling in groups of more than three people, with the warning that they'll end up in military prisons if they disobey. British-born businessman Bob Scanlon is still in prison on spying charges, with the Foreign Office unable to do much to help as he's now a Ugandan citizen. South African police have arrested the president of the Soweto Students' Representative Council. Major General David Creel, who's Deputy Commissioner of Police in charge of anti-riot activities in South Africa, says that a number of arrests were made in dawn raids. He says they were arrested in connection with activities in the black township of Soweto. A Labour MP has attacked two of his colleagues over speeches they've made on direct elections to the EEC. Mr. Frank Judd, a Minister of State, and another Labour MP have called for safeguards about the future development of the community. But Bill Molloy, MP for Ealing North, says they're merely whistling in the dark, and what's needed is copper-bottomed...